Welcome to Keep the Faith with Adam Burton. Today we bring you a special message from Pastor Adam of Central Baptist Church in Maysville, Kentucky. Dive into an enlightening exploration of family dynamics, the challenges we all face, and the divine guidance available to us. Whether you're in the midst of family chaos, seeking to strengthen bonds, or simply looking for spiritual insight, this episode promises to enlighten and inspire. Join us as we delve into God's design for families, understand the enemy's tactics, and learn how to fortify our homes with faith and unity.
Well, have you ever felt like your family's morning routine? It could be the next big sitcom. Picture this. You got the Stampers, our everyday family. They're right down the street from you. We have Molly. She's a high school teacher, frantically searching around for her misplaced lesson plans. Then Keith, the father, the IT guru, he's on a conference call trying to mute himself as he also searches for the family dog and the kids, Jake and Mia. Well, Jake's trying to convince Mia that his cereal is way better than hers, all the while she's searching for that one shoe that just always seems to vanish. Let's face it, amidst morning chaos and lost shoes, the occasional burnt toast, our families often feel like maybe they're in the middle of a sitcom episode. But sometimes, between the laughs and the eye rolls, there's this underlying tension. It's like there's an invisible tug of war happening, trying to pull the unity that we cherish. Now I want you to think about Ms. Rodriguez, a single mom doing her best, or the Thompsons, those sweet grandparents who are now raising their grandkids. Their stories might be different than the Stampers, but that invisible tension, oh, it's there too. Last Sunday, we dived deep into preparing for battle, understanding the spiritual battles that we often overlook. And stay with me today, because as we journey further into this series, Rise Above, Winning Spiritual Battles, we're zeroing in on where these battles are often felt the hardest. Our families. Whether it's the classic family chaos, like the Stampers, or the unique stories of families like Miss Rodriguez and the Thompsons. There's one thing that they all share: the challenge of staying united amidst unseen battles. But here's the good news. Just as Jesus brings us into his family, giving us redemption and unity, he's also handed us a blueprint, a way for our families to stand strong, even when the toast burns and the shoes disappear. So are you ready? Let's dive into this understanding of how we can shield our homes with faith and unity, ensuring that we rise above and that we come out stronger together. Today's message is titled, Family Under Fire. On the back page of your bulletin there are some is an outline into ways so you can take some notes and to follow along. Well, our first point this morning is the enemy's sneaky tactics. The enemy's sneaky tactics. Have you ever been engrossed in a suspense movie where the villain is so crafty that for just a split second, you're almost impressed? That's kind of what we see in Genesis chapter 3. It's set in the Garden of Eden, which I picture as the ultimate paradise, where white sandy beaches, but it's even better than that. Yet instead of a feel-good story, it's in the Garden of Eden where we're introduced into the enemy's masterclass deception. The Bible describes it in this way in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat the fruit from the fruit from any of the trees in the garden?'" Let's break this down. The serpent didn't just barge in with a dramatic villain monologue. Instead, he poses what seems like an innocent question. It's like when you're trying to stick to your New Year's resolution, and then a friend just casually asks, "Did you really say no desserts for a month? Or just no to chocolate?" That's the enemy for you. Oh, he's sly. And he understated. And he's always looking for that loophole. Today's world, enemy tactics like look a little different, but the essence remains. Instead of a serpent, it might be that trending social media challenge that seems harmless but goes against our values. Or maybe it's a popular TV show that everybody's watching, but there's just something that doesn't sit right with you about it. The enemy loves to blur the lines, making us question what's right and what's not. And so after Eve's encounter with Mr. Sly Serpent, both she and Adam decide to taste test that forbidden fruit. And just like that, their harmonious duet goes off key. Adam, perhaps in the first recorded instance of not taking responsibility, points his finger at Eve, who then in turn blames the serpent. You know, it's eerily similar to when something breaks at home and everybody's playing detective, but no one's confessing. This blame game, while almost comical, it shows us how unity can just shatter in the blink of an eye. But here's where the story takes a turn, because even in the mess, God, in his infinite wisdom, doesn't just hand out consequences. He also shows grace. He crafts garments for Adam and Eve, a gesture that says, "Look, I've got you, even when you sin." It's a beautiful foreshadowing of the ultimate covering that we receive through Jesus. And so for all of the families out there, here's a golden nugget, that even when we sin, even when we feel like we have royally messed up, God's grace is right there, ready to recover, to restore, and to redeem. Now you might wonder, how does this ancient story relate to my family today? Well, think about it. Every day we're bombarded with choices. Some seem trivial, like choosing a TV show, while others carry weight, like deciding how to address a moral dilemma that your child faces at school. And in each of these choices, there's often a subtle whisper, a nudge, to compromise just a little. Recognizing these whispers, these modern day serpents, is our first line of defense. And so as we navigate this maze of family life with its ups and its downs and its winding paths, let us equip ourselves. Let's learn from Adam and Eve and understand the enemy's tactics. Let's lean into God's grace at the end of the day, because it's not about perfection. It's about direction. And with God's blueprint, we can ensure our family's direction is always towards Him. Which brings us to our second point. God's blueprint for family unity. God's blueprint for family unity. Imagine assembling a piece of furniture without the instructions. You've got all the screws, those wooden planks, and then you have no idea where to start. That's sometimes how family life feels, right? You know, we've got all of the components. We've got love, challenges, joys, disagreements, but figuring out how they all fit together, that's the tricky part. But thankfully, God did not leave us alone to figure it out. He handed us a blueprint, a divine guide in building a family that stands strong, rain or shine. The Bible explains in Joshua 24, verse 15, it says, "But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods of your ancestors serve beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? But for as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." Picture this, Joshua standing tall, challenging the Israelites at a crucial crossroads. They're surrounded by nations with flashy gods and enticing customs. It's like being at a buffet with a plethora of options. But Joshua's making his choice loud and clear. He's going for the main course. He is serving the Lord. Now, this isn't just a fleeting decision. No, it's a foundational one. It's like choosing to build your house on the solid rock instead of the shifting sand. But now let's bring it home. The Stampers, right, our modern day family, they face a crossroads too. From deciding which movies are okay for family movie night to navigating those, oh, tricky teenage years. The choices are everywhere. And just like Joshua, they've got a decision to make. Do they go with the flow, or do they anchor themselves in God's blueprint? But here's the beauty of God's design for families. Regular prayer. Oh, never stop praying. It sounds simple, right? But how often do we reserve our prayers for bedtime and for mealtime? What if, like the Stampers, we turned car rides into mini prayer sessions, or transformed chores into moments of gratitude? Next, dive into the scripture. Repeat them again and again to your children. The Bible is not just a Sunday book. It's a life book. Imagine if instead of the latest podcast or piece of gossip that's going around town, the Stampers discussed the Bible story during breakfast. Or what if instead of binge watching the latest series, they had a weekly Bible story night? Next, be quick to forgive. Be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Let's face it, families are not perfect. We step on each other's toes, don't we? Sometimes, literally. But what if, like the Stampers, we made forgiveness a reflex and not a last resort? Next is to speak truth in love. You know, tough conversations are, well, face it, they're tough. But they're also necessary. Whether it's addressing a sin or discussing a challenging topic, doing so with love and truth makes all of the difference. Next is to share the load. Share each other's burdens. Families are teams. And when one member's struggling, everybody feels it. So why not share the load? Whether it's helping out with chores or listening to a sibling's worries or just simply being there. Every bit counts. Now, you might think, well, that sounds great on paper, but in real life, I mean, that's a whole different ballgame. And look, you'd be right. The Stampers, with their packed calendars and endless to-do lists, they often feel overwhelmed. But here is their secret sauce. Intentionality. They don't wait for the stars to align to dive into scripture and to pray. They weave these practices into their everyday life. And no, it's not about ticking off a spiritual checklist. It's about building a fortress brick by brick against the enemy's assaults. But here's the cherry on top. God's grace. Because even when the stampers skip a devotional or their prayer time is more chaos than calm, they can rest easy. Why? Because they know it's not about their efforts. It's about Jesus, his sacrifice, and his unending love. And in a world buzzing with distractions, God's blueprint is our compass. It's not just about navigating family life and just trying to survive. Oh, no. It's about thriving and growing and shining his light every step of the way. So far, we've uncovered the enemy's tactics, and we have laid out God's blueprint, which brings us to our last point, strengthening family bonds. Strengthening family bonds. I want you to picture this, a bridge. It's majestic, spanning a vast river, connecting two different cities. Now, this bridge isn't held up by just one or two cables. No, but it's hundreds of intertwined strands playing a crucial role. That's what family bonds are like. They're not just about shared last names or holiday dinners. Oh, no, they're the intricate, intertwined connections that hold us together, especially when the currents of life get turbulent, and they will. And so how do we strengthen these family bonds? Well, one is to worship together. There's something magical about families worshiping together. It's like a weekly family reunion, but with a divine touch. When voices rise in unison, when hands are lifted in praise, singing about my Jesus, and when hearts are poured out in prayer. Families aren't just attending a service. They're building a legacy. Studies have shown a fascinating trend that when the father or the primary male figure in the home takes the lead in attending church, the family often follows. Now, this isn't to sideline the incredible spiritual nurturing mothers and other caregivers provide. No, in fact, they're often the unsung heroes, the spiritual anchors. But there is a call here for fathers and for male figures. Your role isn't just about providing or being the fun dad. No, it's about leading by example, showing that faith isn't just a Sunday-only affair, but it is a daily walk. And we must pray. Oh, we must fervently pray for the men in our church and for our families to be the spiritual leaders that God requires of them. For families looking for a practical step, well, consider our Sunday evening worship service where we have mission friends, where your kids can learn about the importance of both church and missions, of giving of oneself. But you also get to deepen your faith as well. Now, they're not just about singing songs or listening to sermons. They're about creating memories, instilling values, and setting the spiritual rhythm for the week ahead. Next is finding little spaces for worship. Back to the Stampers, they have a little secret. Between the soccer practices and the school projects and those work deadlines, they've discovered that there's little pockets of time. And they've made those little spaces for worship. It's not always an hour-long Bible study or a deep theological discussion. No, sometimes it's just a couple of minute prayer in the car. or a quick Bible verse during breakfast, or a song of gratitude as we're doing chores in their five-minute pickup. These moments might seem small and insignificant, but I want you to think of them as the tiny bolts and screws that hold a massive structure together. They're the daily reminders that God isn't just reserved for Sundays. Oh, He is an everyday God, and He is interested in our everyday lives. But let's get real. Life is messy. Calendars get packed. Alarms get snoozed. And good intentions sometimes remain just that, intentions. The stampers, like all of us, have their off days. But here's what they've learned. It's not about perfection. No, this time, it's about connection. And every little place they find for worship strengthens that connection, drawing them closer to God and closer to each other. And next is daily rituals and family culture. Every family has its rituals. For some, like the Burtons, it's our Friday night movie nights. For others, it's maybe a weekend hike. But what if we infused these rituals with a touch of faith? What if a movie night included a short discussion on a biblical principle reflected in the film? Or if that weekend hike turned into a nature-inspired Bible lesson? Or walking off the field after a intramural recreational ball game, we use that as a moment to apply a truth from God's word. You know, the Stampers made it their mission to cultivate a unique family culture, one where faith isn't an add-on, but it is the foundation. They've turned their board games into lessons on fairness, cooking sessions into moments of gratitude, and bedtime stories into biblical adventures. And here's a fun idea. Surprise notes. Imagine finding a note in your lunchbox with a Bible verse or a word of encouragement. It's a small gesture, but it's kind of like a midday hug. It's a reminder that you are loved and cherished. Next, it's the gospel message. Our anchor and hope. In the whirlwind of family life, with its highs and lows and unexpected turns, there is one constant. That's the gospel. It is the anchor that holds our family steady, the compass that points the way, and the hope that lights up even in the darkest nights. Our families are on a journey. And like all journeys, oh, there are challenges. But with every step, there's an invitation to lean into God's grace, to draw strength from the cross, and to move forward with purpose and passion. Now, stay with me here. I want us to pause and reflect. Family bonds aren't just about shared memories or inside jokes. They're about shared faith, shared values, and a shared journey towards God's heart. Whether it's through worship or daily rituals or just being there for each other, every effort counts. Every prayer, every Bible verse, every act of love is a strand that's strengthening the bridge of our family unity. So here's the challenge. This week, I want you to find one way to strengthen your family bond. Whether you have a house full of little kids, teenagers, or you know what, you haven't had a child in your household for decades. Oh, it applies to all of us. Maybe it's a new ritual, a shared prayer, or even a surprise note. Whatever it is, though, do it with love. Do it with intention. And watch as God blesses your efforts, weaving a tapestry of faith and unity. I ask if our musicians would come on forward at this time. You know, they often say that the kitchen is the heart of the home, because it's where meals are prepared. It's where stories are shared, memories are made. But what if we were to look deeper? The true heart of the home isn't a place. It's the bonds that we've been talking about, the spiritual ties that bind families together. And throughout our journey today, we've explored the challenges families face, the divine blueprint that God has provided, and the practical steps to strengthen our bonds. But as we conclude, there is a vital truth that we must grasp. Family isn't just about blood relations or shared last names. It's about a shared faith, shared struggles, and shared victories. It's about us coming together, not just during the holidays or special occasions, but every single day in the big moments and in the small ones. And now, I know that when we talk about family, our minds kind of come up with a specific image. You got parents and the children, and you know, maybe throw in a couple of pets in there. But I want us to broaden our horizon a bit. Some of you may have adult children that have flown the nest, or perhaps they've chosen paths that you would never have envisioned. And let's be honest, you're not always pleased with the path they've chosen. The pain, the worry, those sleepless nights, oh, they are real. But here's the good news. The power of family, the power of prayer doesn't diminish with age or distance. So whether your children are 2 or 42, the call to stand united, to pray and to believe remains just as potent as ever. There may be some here that are feeling the weight of regret, thinking about the what ifs and oh, the if onlys. And remember this, it is never too late. Every day is a new opportunity, a fresh start. And the gospel isn't just about salvation, it's about restoration, it's about the mending of broken ties and the healing of old wounds, and forging a future that is filled with hope and promise. So as this soft music fills this room, let's take a moment. Reflect, where are you? Where does your family stand? I want you to think of just one step, just one, that you can take this week to begin to bridge that gap, to strengthen a bond or to rekindle a lost connection. Maybe it's a phone call or a letter or even a silent prayer. Whatever it is, commit to it. Write it down. Place it somewhere that you'll see it daily, and let it be a beacon, a light that is guiding you towards stronger, deeper family bonds. And stay with me, though. Because at the core of every sermon, every message, is the heartbeat of the gospel. Oh, Jesus Christ, with arms open wide, on the cross, bridging that gap between us and the Father. And if you have never embraced this love, today is the day. Maybe you find that you've drifted away. Today is the day to return. Oh, just a few moments as we sing. If you feel that tug on your heart, don't hesitate. Come forward. I'll be standing down here in front. come forward, make that commitment. Let's walk this journey together. But for all of us, there's a decision looming. Are we going to leave here unchanged? Or do we rise, fortified, ready to defend our families against the enemy's onslaughts, because he will attack you? The choice is ours. But as we make it, let's remember this. Our families, with all of their quirks, you think everybody's got one, guess what? You've got one too. With the challenges, with the joys, oh, they are worth every effort, every prayer, every sacrifice. And so as we step out today, let's do so with a renewed purpose, with hearts aflame, ready to love, protect the true heart of our homes, our families. Would you pray with me? Oh, dearly Father God, oh, we thank you for who you are. God, for your love and grace. God, and how you provided for Adam and Eve when they sinned against you. God, how you are still there with us today. God, I pray that you would protect us from the evil one. And God, that you would give us the courage to fortify our families, to build the bridges that unite us with you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Keep the Faith with Adam Burton. We trust that today's message from Pastor Adam has enriched your spiritual journey. If you're eager to delve deeper, we have a treasure trove of resources waiting for you. Visit our website for free sermon notes, devotions, and a collection of inspiring sermons. Whether you're seeking guidance, reflection, or further study, our resources are designed to support and uplift you. Head over to cbcmaysville.com and explore all that's available. From all of us here and on behalf of Central Baptist Church in Maysville, Kentucky, always remember to keep the faith.